Hi, I'm Brad. Where are you calling from?
Lives in Vancouver.
I live in Alberta.
Was born and raised here in Calgary.
And wherever you are, welcome to Blonde Radio. Hi, I'm Brad. I live on the west coast of Canada and I love seeing things from a new point of view. And welcome to Blonde Radio, where every week I book calls with strangers from around the world. Today, I've put together a different type of episode. Earlier this month, I spent a week traveling the western side of Canada, meeting up with members from our Discord and podcast community. I documented the whole trip in a brand new video, which you can find on the Blonde Radio YouTube channel. Now, many of the conversations recorded on that trip had to be cut down to fit into the video. So for this week, we'll be listening to a few extended answers from that trip. Meeting up with people from this project has been a dream of mine for so long, and I'm so glad we could finally make it happen. Make sure to check out the full video after this episode. But now, here's highlights from Diamond, Kijo, Morgan, Alyssa, Heather, Eli, and Alex. This is the first time I've ever asked this in person. I want the elevator pitch on Diamond.
Elevator pitch on Diamond?
Yeah.
Diamond's a 3rd-year cognitive science student, lives in Vancouver, chill dude, likes anime, likes sports. What else? Like nature, like walking. I know it sounds weird, but like I was like walking around places, exploring new things, the sights. I think that's a just quiet pitch. I like games too.
Solid, well-rounded.
Yeah.
Is there a difference, a significant one, between online and offline friends?
Oh. At least for me, I think the biggest one is what people call me. Because online, I think everyone knows me as Diamond. That's like their persona. But then people at school call me Harmon. So it's like, I think now it's like if I meet people from games, it's like either or. But if I meet one person or the other, it's like if I'm playing games with someone that I met at school, I don't expect you to start calling me Diamond all of a sudden. If I meet you from online, like you're not, I don't start calling me like, hey, Harmon, how's it going? If you know me as Diamond, I don't really mind.
Yeah.
But I think as well, like, it's weird that I feel like closer to online friends more, or at least some of them more. Like if I had to compare the amount of online friends I'm close to in person, it's online. Because I guess there's a bit of anonymity, like you have the distance, like, oh, if I tell you stuff, you're not gonna like tell my friends or like my family what's going on. But definitely with like in person, you tell someone something at school, they may tell other people. Especially in high school, I was like
big thing.
I was like, didn't want to share everything. And I just feel like people are understanding, you get different views. And they have something away from the situation. Especially like online. I tell someone something I have at school, they're like, it's so dumb. Why are you worrying about this? But I tell my other friends, like, oh, no, you're right. That's how it is. It's just like, but yeah. They've had their own perks. Like, obviously, in person, you get to see the people.
Yeah.
Online, when you got a video call, that's about it. But I think meeting online, like, meeting you was like, I was like, oh, that's actually Brad. Like, visual, not just, like, the shoulders or, like, his legs are here, too. And even when I met some of my friends, like, for, like, gaming stuff, like, I met them. Like, oh, my God, it's you. Like, I've seen the pictures of you. You've shown me. But, like, this is... you wouldn't, it's just kind of surreal.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest difference, I guess, the closeness and then the actually seeing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick. Thank you, Diamond.
No problem.
Hey, I'm Eunice. I'm actually Kijo now.
Oh.
So my name has changed.
That's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the nickname to my first name, which is Njoki. And people now have given me a nickname to my nickname, which now they call me Kij, but call me Kijo. Keep it real.
Keep it real. Kijo?
Yeah, Kijo.
Okay.
So, same old. I'm doing the artist thing. It's, you know, I switch it up on the accents, you know. Mix it up a little bit, a little spice. It's been a real time right now being an artist, being an actor, being a dancer, believing in yourself. And I think for me mostly, it's been a lot of just being like, stop saying you're not enough. So, it's been really dope. Cool. I've made so many new friends and they're awesome.
That's really special.
Yeah.
Would you say there's a significant difference between online and offline friendships?
Yes. Yeah. I think it just depends on who you are. I think I need to be in person to get to know someone.
Yeah.
I mean, I met my partner online on Hinge.
Congrats.
She's not single no more. And I think if we just stuck online, I don't think we would be together.
Right.
But I think online relationships has a place, like friendships has a place. Like, mm-hmm. I made friends with you.
Yeah.
And I think that was quite fantastic because mm-hmm. our conversation has definitely stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it will forever stick with me. So I'm a theater geek. I love being touched. What can I say? I like to hug my friends.
The physical space.
I love to like squish your cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
I like to like poke your jab your like rib cage. I am very touchy and so
makes sense. I love that. No, but that's a fantastic answer. Thank you.
Thanks.
Would you care to give us the elevator pitch on you?
Ooh, the elevator pitch? Like the thing I actually say to strangers in the elevator. I'm Morgan. I like very big raccoons. I love reading a lot. I love drawing a lot. I play an aggressive amount of Dungeons and Dragons. I say that to people in the elevator a lot. I like to live a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like really live. That's my favorite thing right now, is just getting off of the internet and living in a way that makes me feel fulfilled and less tied down.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Is there any real significant difference between online and offline friends?
You know, my answer before was that there is no difference. I think there is, to an extent. It depends. Because the kind of friends that I make online are not the same as the kind of friends that I make offline. The way that I connect, it's different. Because the way you can blindly make friends online with no consequences, because there is no real consequence if you say the wrong thing or if you open up too much or overshare, because I mean, yeah, there are consequences if you hurt somebody, but they're not right in front of you. You don't see them at school the next day. So, you know, you can just start over again with one of the other 6,000 people in front of you. But I think that online friends can transition to being more like your offline friends without having actually met, in terms of how you talk to them and the quality of your conversations and the way that you connect with somebody online, and you decide that there are consequences now if you were to lose this person because they've come to mean that much to you. That's what I think.
Do you consider any of those weird obstacles, like for example the fact that you can just be and say anything? Would you see any of those as pros?
They can be pros.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me anyways, so I'm a super open person and I like to share a lot, but I think sometimes if I continuously overshare with somebody, I feel like I've told them too much and it makes it hard to move forward. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you just really roll with the, I can say anything to this person because I don't know them in real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's far easier to mess up and say the wrong thing that way. Mm-hmm. I think I messed up more with online friends and saying the wrong things than I have with offline friends. But it can be a pro in that I think moving from acquaintance to friend is faster online than it is offline.
Mm-hmm.
But you can speed through the rest of that season of friendship just as fast.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Very insightful. Thank you, Mark.
Big brain.
You
big wrinkly brain.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Give us the elevator pitch on you.
Elevator pitch. Going up. Okay. My name is Alyssa. I live in Alberta. I go to school at U of A for criminology. My plan is to do a law degree after so that I can be a criminal defense lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Your swag.
My name is Heather. I live in Alberta and I just finished fashion design. Now I'm taking photography and video editing, and I hope to have my own brand one day and also be a fashion photographer and fashion videographer and just be creative and do cool things in life.
That's awesome. Would you say there's a significant difference between online and offline friendships and the ways that matter?
I would have to say no, it can feel different because of the distance, but distance can sometimes bring people closer because you have to find different ways to make up for like that feeling like you're together in person kind of thing. Even like sending each other gifts or doing little letters or sending even voice memos, because it's the same thing, or calling every night. So I want to say there is a difference, but there also isn't, because they can make you someone who you just met maybe like 2 months ago can make you, it can feel like you've known them for 2 years, I think personally. And just that connection can really bring y'all together and inspire and bring happiness.
I love that. Alex?
To add to that, because that was absolutely perfect and that was the best way to explain it, is I feel like especially friendships in general, you get to kind of like choose the kind of friendship that you want to have with people. Like if it's online or if it's offline, there's still like, there are some, like obviously there's the distance, but like reiterating everything that Heather just said, I feel like when you make friends, you get to choose the kind of friendship that you want to have, whether it be like surface level and you guys are just gonna be like, hey, you're cool kind of thing, or whether you're actually gonna like talk about things and like build a friendship and a like deeper connection and stuff, you know? I feel like it doesn't matter if you're online or offline when you choose to do stuff like to have certain friendships with certain people.
Thank you guys. What's the elevator pitch on Eli?
Oh my, what's the elevator pitch on Eli? Eli is small, cool, funny, doesn't know what he's doing, but he's still cool.
All matters.
It's all that matters, being cool. Or not, you could be cool or not, but like.
If you have the option.
True.
Online versus offline friends, is there a difference?
Zero difference.
Explain.
You could be in space, and I'm still fucking with you. You can be in Mars and I'll still be like, yo, this McDonald's Sprite busting. Like, it can be about anything. And, you know, offline friends, like you guys can be in person, whatever. Online friends, it's just like, it's just a different vibe, you know? People are more comfortable. Even if your cam's not on, you can still play games, you can still talk. You can mute yourself, like you can't just like, so many options to accommodate for so many different people. If you're talking offline, you know, this person might be having a bad day, they don't want to talk as much, it's just gonna be, it might feel weird in person. But offline, it could be just like, yeah, can I get like a 5 minutes, just chill? And they can just chill. And there's nothing to worry about. Yeah. That's why the homies at the server is so, oh my God. That's something that's changed me, the server.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't mention that was the first time I ever like joined a server and actually be part of it. So yeah, it really changed me, because before online friends would be like, you could just vent to them and then they would be gone and out of your mind, because they're just like people you don't really, they're not gonna be involved with you. It's like a person passing by. You're just one other person in your daily life. But like now that you actually just like, there's a deeper connection. Yeah.
Thank you, Eli.
No problemo.
I'm Alex. Mm-hmm. I also make like music and writing and stuff under the name Fairy Thing. And I guess I'm just a non-binary, lesbian, artsy little individual who does things. And yeah, I'm just trying to get by doing what I love. And that's pretty much it.
Would you say there's any significant difference between online and offline friendships?
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like it's weird, because on one hand, you could argue it's quite like apples and oranges. But on the other hand, you could argue that, like, you know, a friendship is a friendship. Yeah. Like, some of my closest bonds have been with people that I never really met in real life, but I felt like I knew them very, very well. And like, you know, sometimes it does feel like, I feel like it has a lot to, sorry, I'm saying I feel a lot, but like, I just have a lot of feelings on this, is I guess the point. Like, sometimes it's about, like, what you show to people. Because I feel like there are definitely, like, online communities and stuff where people let their guards down. I know that, like, Blonde Radio, the Discord server, for example, people, like, I only pop in there occasionally because I've been so busy. I've been meaning to be active more.
No worries.
But, like, people there have, like, such a nice, it's a community. It's a village. Like, Blonde Radio, the Discord server, is basically a village. You have your little events, you have your little games. People just, like, it's a whole thing in itself. And, like, there's no way that you can diminish that just because they haven't really met in real life or whatever. And I feel like people are really realizing like the the capacity that online relationships have throughout the pandemic. Like, I know, I know that our generation has been saying for years, like, you know, this matters. These are important relationships. But it feels like maybe the rest of the world is finally catching up because, like, now everyone knows what it feels like to have friends who you can't meet in real life, but just how important they can be to you. And yeah, I don't know. Another really cool thing has been meeting people who I didn't meet. It's been meeting people mm-hmm. who I first met online and, like, you know, knew online for such a long time and then finally got to meet in real life. And it's just like, it's really cool because there are definitely some things that you can only get in real life, but that doesn't mean that online relationships are any less valuable, if that makes sense.
It does. That's a really great way to summarize it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Intro music provided by Wayfie. That's W-A-Y-F-I-E. And accompanying tracks by Loboil. That's L-O-B-O-I-L, who can both be found on all major streaming platforms. Be sure to come by our Twitch stream every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. PST for more Blonde Radio content brought to you live. I'll see you soon, and thanks for tuning in to Blonde Radio.